I don't think there's anyone who was more aware of his sin, who confessed it and understood the forgiveness of God than David. Beginning in verse 5, he writes, I acknowledged my sin to thee, and my iniquity I did not hide. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord. And thou didst forgive the guilt of my sin. Therefore, let everyone who is godly pray to thee in a time when thou mayest be found. Surely in a flood of great waters they shall not reach him. This morning we find ourselves in a time where God may be found. And David's direction is that we might confess our sins in such a time. So let's take a time of prayer in which we will confess our transgressions to the Lord and know his forgiveness. Lord Jesus, we are a people who are sinful. We acknowledge our sins before you. We have broken your law in so many ways. We have abandoned your truth and lived unrighteously. But Lord Jesus, this morning as we come before you, we acknowledge our sin. We turn away from our sins, Lord Jesus, knowing that they only stress our relationship with you. So, Father, we pray that you would forgive us this day. Forgive us our sins that we are consciously aware of, and bring to mind the wickedness of our heart that we are not aware of. We confess our sins before you, Lord, seeking your forgiveness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. At the beginning of Psalm 32, David writes, How blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. How blessed is the man to whom the Lord does not impute iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. May the Lord bless you as those whose sins are covered and forgiven. Amen.